This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And this weekend, we'll have another announcement about some more new affiliates. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping us free and safe. And to all those working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery tomorrow. Thanks for all you do. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers rolling America's passengers along. And please don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I hope you're doing well tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, we had a barn burner of a night last night. It was a record in terms of listeners. I'm not surprised because of the topic, and we had it very well versed. And imitations of greatest form of flattery, right?
Right, right.
The Salem Radio Network morning show that comes on after me, Hugh Hewitt, took just about everything you and I said last night and used it verbatim in the first hour. It was so funny and so obvious.
Well, that's cool. That's great, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the horrible shooting in El Paso shows the folly behind all the simplistic explanations for deadly violence, because for more than a decade, that border city of 680,000 has actually, in fact, been one of America's safest cities. And despite widespread firearm ownership there and limited gun regulation, you can actually walk down the main street with a gun strapped to your hip. There are certain limitations. For example, you couldn't have one in Walmart. There was a sign at the door. But it exposed the logic thinking behind the leftist attempts to always blame the deadly incidents on law-abiding gun owners, because the population in El Paso is 82% Latino, and with its low crime history, the three safest big cities in the country, one of them is El Paso, the other two are in California, San Jose and San Diego. But when you want to go looking at where cities that have proportionately high Latino populations, like St. Louis, Baltimore, New Orleans, Detroit, Cleveland, they have the highest crime rate, murder rate in particular, than any other city in the country.
Well, that's exactly right. And the community of El Paso that you're just talking about, of course, this person came from several hours away by
Dallas.
Car. That's right, from Dallas, in order to come to El Paso to do this horrible attack. And so, yes, the people of El Paso And the community of El Paso seemed to have, you know, found a good happy medium of everybody sort of doing their own thing and living together. So unfortunately it was so totally ripped apart by this deranged person. But you know, Captain, you know, one of the things that this person is, talked about having done was, of course, posting that manifesto,
yep,
which is being called anti-immigrant. And this is trying to be tied by people on the left and so forth to President Trump. Somehow the idea of his stance on illegal immigration,
yeah,
is now somehow the genesis of this horrible act.
Yeah, and it's not even close to the fact. And by the way, we need to report, in case you haven't heard, folks, the death toll in El Paso went up by 2. It's now 22 as 2 people succumbed to their injuries at the hospital. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families, and just a terrible incident. But now we do know the prosecutors are going to treat the El Paso shooting as domestic terrorism and a hate crime, which means this individual will be brought to trial swiftly on a murder charge.
That's right, and I believe they, of course, will seek the death penalty.
Yes, sir.
As a result of this, as they should. And, you know, it's another political sort of a controversy. Will it be called, quote-unquote, domestic terrorism? Well, sure. I mean, you can call it domestic terrorism, and I don't think anybody's shying away from that. We all know that hatred and these violent thoughts and violent actions, they all result in people being dead. They're just as dead if they were killed by some other terrorist group, quote-unquote. And so this is what we're fighting against. And, you know, and again, just to bring it back to the idea of the immigrant idea, Americans aren't anti-immigrant. El Paso proves that, you know,
right,
in the sense of the community of El Paso. And Americans, they're not anti-immigrant. And in my travels, you know, I've worked with people from all different parts of the world, and nobody is anti-immigrant, but the idea is the illegal immigration, which, oddly enough, Democrats don't want to support.
Well, the mainstream media, the Democrats and the progressive left liberal socialists are going to play politics with this heart-wrenching act of violence to try to keep in mind that they're advancing a false narrative, even as they try to emotionalize the event for their own ideological purposes. We need to understand that repulsive doesn't even begin to describe what I'm thinking about it, but I'll tell you this much. We get it, we understand it, and we're not going to let them get away with it. So, Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot of stuff going on. Stock market's part of it, but we've got some other things going on in the country. The president, by the way, is headed to El Paso on Wednesday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who just happens to be on the telephone. That was Kyle Warren, wasn't it, Kyle?
That sounded just like me.
Yep, yep, that was you, and we appreciate you doing that for us. By the way, a special shout-out to Catwoman and Raw Dog. They are in North Little Rock, and they're headed back to Lafayette, Indiana. They say they'll be there tomorrow morning. Then they're going to turn around, go right back to Laredo for their second trip of the week, and they're sending their thoughts and prayers to the shooting victims, their families, and they want to give a special shout-out to the first responders for their quick reaction. And they're listening to us, and they'll be listening to us all night. We appreciate you guys, Catwoman and Road Dog, as they head northbound towards Lafayette. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. You need to buy those folks breakfast there, Dan. They're going to be there in the morning. All right. Well, Kyle, I just want to finish this up a little bit about what's going on here with the shooting and whatnot, because now we're into the grief stage. As we try to find out more information about the whys here, why this was done. But the president yesterday with Vice President Pence over his shoulder gave about a 10-minute speech. And he condemned racism, bigotry, white supremacy, which is all the sort of stuff that you would expect to hear. He also called these attacks barbaric and crimes against all humanity. I don't have any problem with that. A few Democrats had something to say about it. I'm not even going to waste my time in playing these sound bits, but Beto O'Rourke needs to just find himself a desert island somewhere and leave the country. His usefulness is done, over with, because of his jackass comments.
Well, right. You know, and of course, we can certainly, I think, view those through the lens of his, you know, foundering, political campaign.
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he's still in the mode of say something big that'll get on the news and maybe people will notice me again. But he doesn't kind of really understand that, you know, he's missed this. It's not going to work. And he needs to go back to the drawing board at some point. And so, but it's again, very sad because as you mentioned, Captain, we're in the grieving stage.
Yep.
And so, you know, this is just adds insult to injury when all the politics take off about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what President Trump was talking about is so important. That's right. We should not have hate and white supremacy or any kind of these aberrant ideas that divide the people. And that's exactly right. But at the same time, we've got to look at the motivations. We've got to look at the mental health issues. And he also talked about the idea of the red flag legislation, which would help to identify and to get people off the street as fast as possible.
Well, there are several different proposals. The first one that seems to be leading the way is Senator Richard Blumenthal and Senator Lindsey Graham. They've gotten together and they've got some plans for putting some things together, if you will. And then the other one was, in the Congress, in the House, there were a couple of plans there. So there is some stuff moving along here. All right, now let's take a caller here?
Sure.
All right. Good morning. Is this you, Ian?
Yeah, I got a comment and a question, then I'm going to hang up.
Go ahead.
The thing in Dayton, what I heard, I could be wrong, that the bar that the dude hit up in Dayton was a cop bar, and there were Trump supporters there. It was a bar where Trump supporters and conservatives and cops, LEO, law enforcement officers, first responders hang out. The dude made the mistake of hitting the cop bar, okay, up there in Dayton. But my question is, according to progressive logic, Trump is responsible for all those people getting killed in El Paso.
Right.
According to their logic, that's what they say. Well, follow their logic. If that's the case, isn't Elizabeth Warren responsible for all those people that got killed in Dayton?
There you go. All right. Thanks, Ian. And he brings up an interesting point because the shooter in Dayton was a follower of Elizabeth Warren as well as Bernie Sanders, but he was even stranger than that. He was a satanic cult follower and had this, and I'm not even going to go there with the description of the band. He had a really weird band that he was in that, let's see, for lack of better words, I got to be careful here, Kyle, because of what we were talking about. It was beyond anything that would be normal in the way of music. It was ritual music. There we go. That's a good word. It was ritual music he was into.
Yes, and it's to say it's grisly and absolutely heinous.
Disgusting.
Disgusting that don't even begin to describe it in terms of what they wrote songs about, sang about, and the kind of scene that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really about being disturbed, and this really just paints a picture. And as Ian was saying just a few moments ago, that's right, he evidently supported Elizabeth Warren. So again, we would never go down the road of saying, well, Elizabeth Warren is responsible for Dayton, Ohio.
No.
But because President Trump has already been labeled a racist by so many different political figures and entertainment people.
Which the people doing it are racist themselves, I might add.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but because he's already been labeled this, he's labeled a white supremacist, he's a dog whistle, he's speaking in code, et cetera, et cetera. When something, a tragedy like this comes along, then they capitalize on it. And I think that, I find that incredibly distasteful and disgusting.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And one last little thing, Kyle, I want to thank you very much for last night. We did set all kinds of listening records last night, especially the ones that we can see up front and personal, and that's on the internet. We had over 2.5 million people around the world listening on the internet last night.
That doesn't even
count the terrestrial radio stations. So we were over 4 million people last night listening to the program.
Well, it's an honor to be part of it, and I'm helping to get the information out there, especially when something like this happens, people want to know the actual info, and so that's what we were doing.
And the other thing is we were doing it honestly. We were not putting anything out there like some of these other networks, and I stand by what somebody held me to task about CNN and said, what are you about CNN for? Because they were lying. They were blatantly lying. They were bringing people on there that didn't even know what the facts were, and they were letting them just spout off.
Right. Well, in this day and age, we do see the real power of the media. And you know, in terms of the entertainment industry, we often see movies, you know, that are sort of the dystopian future thing where the media can manipulate everybody's thoughts and everybody, what they're talking about and how they view the world. That's their window to the world.
Well,
and we're starting to see that kind of thing in real life now.
Well, we were ahead of the curve. We started it all out about the Cloud Fair and the Eight Hub and all that stuff that we had going there. We had all of that before anybody did. And like I say this morning, one of the national radio host actually took everything we talked about pertaining to that subject and used it word for word. It's like they recorded it and then got it and then played it back to make sure they got it. But then again, way to go, Hugh. That's all I'll say. Way to go, Hugh. Now, the president has just hit Venezuela with a full economic embargo, and that includes their oil, and the next step may be a blockade of ships leaving Venezuela with oil going anywhere.
Well, that's exactly right. And what this is doing, the escalation here, at least I think as far as the administration is concerned, what to do next. Because from my understanding, Cuba and Russia are certainly helping Maduro, and he's feeling like, you know, things are okay for now. I'll just say that. You know, I don't know how exactly long he could possibly last, but it doesn't seem to be the imminent kind of collapse. And a blockade and stronger sanctions may just help to twist it just enough to where it's going to start heading the other direction again.
Yeah, and we definitely believe from what we're hearing and what we've been told so far that there may be a naval blockade coming because they're really going to put the squeeze on Maduro. It's going to make it tough for the people that are there, but then again, the people that are there have to figure out a way to pick up the pitchforks, the club, the ball bats, something, and try to go after these guys and get them out of there. I mean, all they got to do is figure out a way. The weapons are across the border for the most part in Colombia and in Brazil, and there's people there, exiles, that are ready to come in if they can just figure out, you know, that it's time to go.
That's right. Yeah, they would find that they have support. Yeah, they have support of the American people. They have the support of the American government and our different allies. And, again, the holdouts are going to be Iran, Russia, and Cuba pretty much.
Now, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little money here because the stock market went way off. And there's, you know, possibly a reason for that, some uncertainty. But I think it will probably come bouncing back again. But how about the Treasury Department labeled China a currency manipulator, which is what started all of this? All right, we will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Two more people passing away as a result of their injuries suffered in the mass shooting at the Walmart in El Paso. President Trump offering his condolences during an address to the nation as he speaks about the two mass shootings over the weekend, the one in Texas, the other in Dayton, Ohio.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
The President laid out some concrete proposals. Many of them require bipartisan support by the Congress on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, up there in Seattle, Washington. Hello, guys, and they're listening to us on AM 920 and AM 1400, Megatalk Radio, KITZ. We appreciate you guys very much. And, you know, I am a customer of Relief Factor. I also take it because it works. I've had some pain that's just doesn't go away, and without the Relief Factor, it comes right back again. And the only other thing besides prescription medication that will quell it at all is Aleve, and I have to take too many Aleves to even make sense. But I do have arthritis from all the different fractures and things that I've had, and it's not fun. And most people know that. They get that. But if you're suffering from nagging pain and muscle aches and this, that, and the other, and you're kind of, you don't know what to do next, and the doctor's telling you, well, I got Mobix and Plexerol for you to take, or whatever it is they'll give you, and you don't want to take the prescription stuff, this is going to cost you $19.95. That's a three-week quick start. And if it works, you're out $20. If it doesn't work, you're only out $20. If it works, then you're in like Flynn, and the three-week quick start rolls over into a monthly delivery, and you'll get it every month, and then it will definitely keep you out of harm's way when it comes to aches and pains and whatnot. Now, the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And believe me when I tell you, I'm not making this up. It's worked for me, and it's worked for many other people. We've had a lot of people that have bought it and got back to me and said, hey, it's working. And then we've had a couple people said, well, it didn't work for me. I said, well, okay, then tell them you don't want it anymore. And that's it. It's $20, but at least you tried. And all I can do is tell you that it worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for you, because pain sucks. Any kind of pain just flat out sucks. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, China, the Treasury Department, has labeled China a currency manipulator. What exactly is that?
Well, I think it means that they are devaluing their currency, and this is one of the things that President Trump has been decrying. They're dropping the price of their currency, he's saying.
So as a result, our stock market yesterday reacted negatively because it didn't really know how to react, and I guess it was off, what, 750 points or something like that? I could look it up, but, I mean, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think 767, I think.
And here's the thing. Remember I told you it'd probably bounce back today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the futures are up, all three. Dow futures, NASDAQ futures, S&P. Every one of them is back up again.
Right, and because I think we saw a reaction to what's happening, because again, it's the next step, and I think that they were even, the market technically was expecting it, but when it hits, of course, it's something completely different. But the market reacts because there's more uncertainty now, sort of being built into everything. Also, the trade talks are supposed to resume, I think, in September.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of time between then and now, market-wise. And so, again, there's that uncertainty. So you have this reaction. But here's the thing, though. Now, this is quite interesting when I saw this. Even Chuck Schumer, evidently, is happy that the Treasury Department is labeling China a currency manipulator. That seems to be something that Chuck Schumer is happy with. But generally speaking, you know, the president understands, I think, that we've got to play a long game. China certainly is playing a long game, and they are banking on the idea that there will be such a negative reaction to actually standing up to them that everything will just go back to normal for them, and we'll still have the same problems that we have today.
Well, North Korea is spitting and spouting, and I guess maybe they want more beans and bullets or more weight or something. Who knows what they want? But despite the missile test and the diplomatic snub, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is still holding out hope for renewed talks with North Korea after North Korea threatened a new road with their latest rocket launches. Now, this is three in the last week, I believe.
I believe so. And, of course, what's happening with North Korea is they're saying the United States is violating diplomatic agreements by having the joint U.S.-South Korea military drills.
Actually, they're not.
Yeah, well, of course not. But that's sort of the guise that North Korea, I think, is using. They're also not happy about the idea that the stealth fighters are coming to South Korea. You've also got a nuclear-powered submarine coming into a South Korean port. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that are going on that look bad for the North, perhaps for local consumption or for consumption by the elite, as it were, in the North. But when it all comes down to it, North Korea is not going to be able to sustain their regime for really much longer, I think, in the grand sense. And they're going to have to come to the table, and they're going to have to work out something. Otherwise, the future is very bleak for them.
All right. Well, Al is chiming in, and I'm going to cite his point here. He says, so by China's devaluating their currency, that gives other countries more buying power and China's markets more appealing. Yes, it does.
Well, right. And, of course, the whole thing is the idea that, so, you know, you can get it cheaper made in China, get it cheaper to buy it from China, that kind of thing. And, what they do is they don't have a level playing field in the grand sense of the term.
Now, the other thing here is with all the different activity that we've got going on around the world, we're not really talking that much about the Middle East and the problem that we have there, because very quietly in the middle of nowhere yesterday, we hear that sometime late last week, Iran went and commandeered another tanker. Iran commandeered an Iraqi tanker that they say was carrying illegal oil from Iran.
Exactly right. Yeah, we're not hearing a lot about that, of course, because of the terrible events happening in Dayton and in El Paso, and some other of these different news events. But the Iranian regime itself is continuing to deteriorate in terms of their economic abilities and the future that they are looking at. Mm. And I think they're continuing to do these acts of desperation, perhaps hoping to provoke something, some kind of other event that would occur.
Now, your state of California is a state that passed a law requiring all presidential candidates to turn in their tax returns to California for public view, and it was specifically designed at President Trump, who has not done so. And the other thing is that the Judicial Watch organization, which is very famous for the things they do, has turned around and sued the state of California, calling their law unconstitutional and trying to get it stricken from the books.
Well, right. I mean, this is just so patently absurd. It's a direct attack on one U.S. citizen. His name is Donald J. Trump, who's the president of the United States.
Right.
And this is not something about, as they're trying to couch this, Captain, they're trying to couch this in the phraseology of, well, this is important information that the voters need to have. You know, they don't even, you know, they just sort of skip over the, well, yeah, it's constitutional, so don't worry about it. Well, it's really not constitutional because it imposes new requirements. It disenfranchises voters as well. And so my question would be, well, what's the next thing? Well, hey, you know, if Gavin Newsom wants to run for reelection, can we specifically target him with some kind of thing we need to know about him that he needs to turn over and make public so that we have all the information? And who decides that? You see, and so even if it was some kind of thing where they could add on to the qualifications for federal office, it's just ridiculous. It's a terrible slippery slope, and it just shows either they're scared of Donald Trump winning, or they're just...
Let me get this out real quick. We have a question from a listener, Cindy. She's saying, love your show, Captain. I do have a question. I don't like all these Muslims running for and getting elected in our government. I really believe they're here to destroy our beloved country. Why don't conservative Republicans do anything to stop this? By definition, a Muslim is out to destroy everyone who isn't a Muslim. And that's Cindy from Clearwater. Well, there is a lot of truth in that, but it's a political correctness thing. These people are afraid to really do anything, and you can't deny them because of their religion.
Well, right, and what I would say is that the voters ultimately are the arbiter.
They are.
Yeah, and they can simply...
You don't like it, don't vote for them.
Well, exactly. And in other words, once someone enters the public arena, we expect certain things to be... We expect them to adhere to certain standards of political discourse, and societal discourse.
Yeah, and if they're running on the Democratic side, that's because the party has vented them and said it's okay to run. But anyway, here comes the music, so guess what? We got to go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, host of the Kyle Warren Show. The website is kylewarrenshow.com, kylewarrenshow.com. When we come back, our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's not too bad out there tonight. By the way, Washington State, hottest weather of the season so far up there, 100-degree temperatures. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah!
Colorado Revival, a little Born in the Bayou there for you, and that's how we start out this Truckers Highway and Bible Report for us one of the night, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Next time you see a Pilot or a Flying J, swing on in there. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've made a lot of changes for the better, and you're going to like what's there. You're going to like what's there, especially the new Pilot Travel Centers, that some of them were a different truck stop chain, and they turned around and remodeled them, fixed them all up, and guess what? You got yourself a really, really nice place. All right, we're going to get started, first of all. Oh, by the way, special shout-out to Steve the Steel Hauler. Steve the Steel Hauler with a load of steel coming down out of Pittsburgh, PA. And that's right, Pittsburgh, PA. They're back in the steel business. Well, they never really left, but they've done some expansion there. And he's coming down to Miami with a load of steel, he's telling me. So he's listening to me in Columbia, South Carolina, coming on down through, he's on, what is he, on 26 right now. So there you go. Alrighty, now, hot, and I mean hot, temperatures this week up in Washington State. Wait till you hear this. Coeur d'Alene, right there in Idaho, in between Idaho and Washington State, 96 degrees, 94 degrees, 92 degrees the next 3 days in a row until it cools off probably on Friday. Now, Spokane, just across the border from Coeur d'Alene, 96 degrees, 97 degrees, 92 degrees come Friday. And here's one for you. Wenatchee, where they raise all the apples there in the Apple Valley, Wenatchee, Washington, 99 degrees today, 98 tomorrow, and 94 on Friday. Now, the hot spot is going to be Moses Lake. Moses Lake, which is another agricultural area. 100 degrees today, 100 degrees tomorrow, 96 degrees Friday, and I'm not even talking about the heat index. I'm talking about actual temperatures, and for Washington State, that is hot. So, be advised, traveling up through there, you need to make sure you got everything right, because you don't want to see you broke down on the side of the road and have that problem. But a cold front now stretching from central U.S. to the northeastern states will contribute to the possibility of some severe thunderstorms today and tomorrow in the central and northern plains, Midwest, Ohio Valley, and the Great Lakes region. Now, these storms could contain large hail, damaging winds, isolated flash flooding, and possibly a tornado or two, the main threats. Now, right now, what we're looking at is western Michigan for an area of unsettled weather. We're looking at the central part of Illinois right now for some unsettled weather. We're also looking at southeastern Iowa for some unsettled weather. And the northeastern part of Missouri for some unsettled weather. Now, all of this is going to move east-northeast during the course of the day. So be advised, pay attention to your weather radio, follow the alerts and all that. Now, let's look at Wisconsin, because all that foul air that's been going around there, the poor air quality alert, well, now it's up in Wisconsin. In the north central part of Wisconsin, Green Bay, yep, you're in it. And that area up there, Wisconsin, is in a poor air quality alert. Coming on down, let's go down to South Carolina, to the northwest corner of South Carolina. That would be to the west of Columbia. And going up towards Charlotte, you've got a poor air quality alert there in that little corner of South Carolina. Coming over to Dallas, again, in the Metroplex area, you've got a poor air quality alert over there. It's been that way now for going on 4 days. Going over to Phoenix, from Phoenix to Tucson, you've got a poor air quality alert there. That's been going on for several days, too. You've got an unsettled area of weather just south of Reno, the western side of Nevada, for about 100 miles south of Reno. That whole area there, western Nevada, unsettled weather conditions today. You do have some weather off the coast of northern California and southern Oregon that could be moving onshore with some possible rain showers. And, again, when it comes to rain in the south, I don't see any. I realize there'll be thunderstorms around today with some of the sea breezes coming off the Gulf and whatnot, including the ocean. And, oh, by the way, I did skip one area, South Dakota, the eastern part of South Dakota. You do have some scattered rain there tonight, and that will continue on during the day. So that's what we got right at the moment. Now, keep in mind, your Pilot and Flying J truck stop brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And the deal we got with them, and Valdosta, I want to say hello to you guys up there, as well as Lake Park, because I know you got the radio on, you're listening to us up there. The deal we've got with them is if you stop and you go inside and whatever it is you're doing, you want to grab a sandwich or whatever, you need a cup of coffee, guess what? You'll get one for free. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. It's that simple. And that's at the Pilots and the Flying J's. Now, I will tell you that you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill, and a full-service, full-menued Dunkin' Donuts in one of these Flying J's or Pilots. And by the way, in the big Flying J's around the big cities, you'll find one of each. You might find the Huddle House and an Arby's. You might find the Denny's and a Taco Bell. You might find Moe's Southwest Grill and a Wendy's. But whatever, you'll definitely find something. And then, of course, for the guys that like pizza, there's quite a few Pizza Huts in some of the Flying J's around, too. Now, the travel centers always have ample parking. Catskills, you can get your permits there for your oversized, overheight, overweight load. Trip packs, so you can get your loads turned in a timely manner. Also, truck washes here, either at the truck stop or close by. Audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks inside, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, which is also available out in the parking lot, and, of course, lounges with the big screen TVs there, too. So all that is there for you. Take advantage of it. Pilot, Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you're going to enjoy it. Now, coming up, after the top of the hour news, we got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she's going to be giving along some wise words of wisdom, I'm sure, and probably saying howdy to some folks. And like I said, we got Steve the Still Hauler. That's kind of got a ring to it there, Steve. Thanks for letting me know that. By the way, Trucker Ed's out there on the highways and byways tonight. Thomas the Suicide Jockey's out there, Catwoman and Road Dog. We've got Trucker Mark out in the far western part of the country right now, headed to Denver from California. And Eric is in California, and he's going back to Phoenix tonight. All right, so you guys take care, and we'll be talking to more of you as the night progresses here. You can always give us a shout-out off the Facebook page, off that messenger. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be back with Ms. Rosemary after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.